From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. After last week's broadcast, it was apparent how difficult it can be to get a message across. Like, I tried to receive the transmission from interstate on amplitude modulation. The news was perfectly clear on the local 2-metre repeater, but I like a bit of a challenge. I know that the local AM broadcasts just don't make the trip because of power and short-distance propagation, but if everything lines up, the higher-powered signal from VK2 makes it out of the speaker for me. Now, these sort of facts are pretty common knowledge to the average amateur operator. There are nice illustrations to explain graphically just what the processes are. In the study of face-to-face communication, the same kinds of explanations and language are commonly used. We have a sender and a receiver who wish to pass a message between them. In a perfect situation, this would be done instantaneously. Except, there always has to be that, doesn't there? Except there is noise, which masks the message for the person listening. It may be physical noise, it may be a state of mind or an attitude that makes the language appear other than what the sender meant. This is a problem in normal human interactions, but it's the meat in the sandwich for advertising, and the need of clarity in the caring professions. What I saw indicated a lot of noise was around the national news broadcast. People took offence at a description used to show a type of uncritical behaviour. People blamed the WIA board for the content of the news, and it was obvious that attitudes had shaped the message received, rather than what was meant by the senders. Being able to get a message across without error and misunderstanding only gets more difficult when the norms of behaviour, the things we adhere to in our amateur's code, are left behind. Before taking umbrage or offence, we should try and filter the QRM at our QTH, just the same as we do during a contact. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.